woke up this morning to find that we have outlived the myth of trust. You woke up this morning to the fact we've lost the things you took for granted between us. Because I grew up in awe of the girl next door and the boy that never cried, and I was dreaming of those Elizabethan girls while you were working in the market to earn ourselves. And when you found out what happened yesterday while you were away in this land of kind, we're upstairs in the bedroom dancing, disgusting and flushing our babies down the drain, and the apple that don't wanna get eaten will still fall off the tree. When you're in as deep as we are, honey, it's so easy to get washed out to sea. For the facts of life are not man and wife, but man and woman, sadly. And the apple that doesn't want to get eaten will still fall off the tree.
Quite good to be doing this tour, but tonight I feel more at home. I feel totally and absolutely Texan, and yeah, because just like George Bush, I have a Texan hotel address. So if you're a Republican supporter, I am a Texan, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here to, and thank you for welcoming me. I can understand the difficulty you all have with the apathy that is in this country about voting, having watched the debate the other night between Quayle and Benson. It really... I see most of the polls have been declaring that the after polls, the spin doctoring, that sounds disgusting, doesn't it? It sound, they seem to think that Benson won by quite a distance, but they've given him a urine test, and it's turned out that Benson is a Republican after all. So, well, he certainly sounds like one, doesn't he, when he speaks? The things he says, you think, this can't be right. Surely the young guy, surely is supposed to be the Republican, isn't it? Surely he is. I mean, that freaks me out about Quayle as well, because doesn't he look like a televangelist to you, as if he's trying to sell you something? It weirds me out. And he doesn't move much either, does he? You notice the only thing he did the whole debate was go, "That wasn't very nice, Senator." He hardly moved. The only bit when his eyebrows moved when he said, "You know, my grandmother told me I can get ahead in the world," as she was giving me $2 million into my hands. She said, anyone can get ahead, she said. It frightens me. Because that man is going to be one bladder away from the presidency. Think about it. One bladder away, ladies and gentlemen. Can you imagine that? I've got my finger on the button! And I'm telling you, Gorbachev, I'm going to blow your ass to kingdom come if my daddy says it's okay. It scares me. It genuinely scares me. What you need is someone... I mean, I saw a poll. There's a newspaper in this country which is called USA Today, right? Now, we... We look at it in the same way that you look at some poor critter that's been run over in the road and think, ugh. And the international news, which is kind of like this big at the bottom of the Washington Post. But at a whole, in the bus, we refer to it as McNews. And it had a whole thing about Dukakis is going to lose because he's not as tall as Bush. What you need, I mean, it's so, what you need is someone who's kind of like right across the board. You need someone who's sort of like strong on defence, reasonably tall, a vegetarian, and has very good voter recognition. Now, I suggest you elect Popeye. But the problem is with Popeye, would he pass a urine test? Have you ever noticed that green stuff he claims is spinach? He puts it in his pipe! That surly little mother... Oh, I'm not supposed to say that, I'm sorry. I can't, this is being recorded for the radio. I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to say it. Popeye, now more than ever. You've had an actor, why not elect a cartoon character? What's the difference? I can't see. I have a very, very grand piano player for you, all the way from Northampton, England. Would you please welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Cara Tivy. Yeah! Anyway, this is a song about everyday domestic violence. It's called Valentine's Day is Over. Someday, boy, you reap what you've sown. You catch a cold and you'll be on your own. And you will see that what's wrong with me is wrong with everyone that you wanna play your little games on. Poetry and flowers, pretty words and threats. You've gone to the dogs again and I'm not placing bets on you coming home tonight. Anything but blinds. If you take me for granted, then you must expect to find a bright surprise. Valentine's Day is over. It's over. Valentine's Day is over. If you want to talk about it, well, you know where the phone is. Don't come round reminding me again how brittle bone is. God didn't make you an angel. The devil made you a man. That brutality and the economy are related now. I understand. When will you realize that as above, so below, there is no love. Valentine's Day is over, it's over. Valentine's Day is time runs out very fast. We used to want the same thing. likely it seems that as it all gets tougher, your idea of justice just becomes rougher and rougher. Valentine's Day is over, it's over. Valentine's Day is over. Thank you for the things you bought me. Thank you for the card. Thank you for the things you told me when you hit me hard. That love between two people must be based on understanding. Until that's true, you'll find your things all stacked out on the landing. Surprise, surprise. Valentine's Day is over, it's over. Valentine's Day is over, it's over, it's over. This is a song about working away from home. On Monday, I wished that it was Tuesday night, so I could wish for the weekend to come. On Tuesday, I wished that the night would pass, so I could call you on the phone. Now man can spend a lot of time wondering what was on Jack Ruby's mind. And time is all I have without you here. On Wednesday, when you hung up, was as much as I could do to stop from wishing Thursday would pass so quickly too. They're out there making history in the streets of Santiago to die. But here I am in the Hammersmith Hotel, wishing the days away. Cara TV for your entertainment, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. There's always room for one more song down in the human zoo. I don't want you to come here though. I want to come home to you. Someone's knocking at the door. It's later than I think. It's time to put on these stinking clothes and get out there and stink. Friday, I wished that there was something more to be seen. Letters you say. On Saturday, I wished that it was Sunday.
our weirdest torment ever end. Sometimes I take a notion to put a torch to the tools of my tribe, but here I am in the Amherst file tale, wishing the dies away. Here I am in the Amherst file tale, wishing the dies
away. I can see the kitchen lights over there, the road where I park my bike, but it's dark there, as it often is these days. The nights are fair drawing in, aren't they? Oh, yeah. In the gloomy living room, really needs a dust and broom, but I can't brush your memory away. Father was admiral in someone else's navy, and she had seen the world before I met her. She would wash and cook and clean and all the other things between, and like a fool I just sat there and let her. I can feed and dress and wash myself and sleep without the light on. Honey, I'm a big boy now. All £179 of me, yeah. I don't know what she does with all the money that I send her. She's running round the town with the young pretender. Take it away, Professor. Touched the garden since the day she walked away from a love affair that bore only bitter fruit. Get it? Fruit, see? Fruit, like, yeah. She took everything she wanted, which is why she left me here with this personal computer and my old wedding suit. A letter came one morning that she would not let me see. From that day I began to realise, bing, that she would someday break the arm we tried to make. For sinners cannot live in paradise. Can they, Jim and Tammy? No, I know. Now I can feed and dress and wash myself and sleep without the light on. Honey, I'm a big boy now. Get off me, Barra. I don't know what she does with all the money that I send her. She's running round the town with the young pretender. Don't know what she does with the loads of money that I send her. She's running round the town with the senator from Indiana. Thank you.
Now, I'm sorry, we don't do requests. If you want a particular song that you want to hear tonight, you have to firstly form an ad hoc steering committee
and have a vote on what songs you want to hear, and then put that forward to the stage crew committee here, and they'll pass it on to me for ratification and inclusion in the set. We don't just have stand up. That's not very democratic, is it? So the only cover I'm doing in the set at the moment is I'm trying to work up a Smiths song about safe sex. Just let me try this out and you tell me what you think of this. Boyfriend in a condom, I know it's serious. What do you reckon? And of course it is very serious, very, very serious indeed. Young ladies, women in the audience, I implore you to carry condoms at all times. I would never trust a man with contraception, never mind the much more serious things that are coming along. So you make sure you carry them at all times, make him put them on and have a good laugh at him, because you just can't look macho with them things on. And if you're still trying to be macho in the bedroom, there must be something wrong with you up here. If you can't have a laugh about it, that's the last place to be macho, is in the bloody bedroom. Be human for once, men! Come on! Anyway, so this is the big softy anthem from the new album, and I implore you not to all go, at the same time, because not only is it really embarrassing for me, but the audience did it in Los Angeles, and quite frankly, it sounded like an escaped overdub from an old ELO album, so... I know you fans of classic rock might think that's great, but frankly, where I come from, it stinks. This is called The Short Answer. Between Marx and marzipan in the dictionary, there was Mary. Between the deep blue sea and the devil, that was me. If ever anyone could help me with my obsession with the young Susanna York, it was Mary. In my pink pajamas, she asked me for something. I gave her the short answer. She read our stars out loud, and I knew then that we should have gone sailing. But we stayed home instead, fighting on the waterbed like the honeymoon couple on drugs. Me and Mary. What happened in the past remained a mystery of natural history. She should have been the last, but she was just the latest. If she wanted to be a farmer's wife, I would endure that muddy life. I would dig for victory. And the sound of happy couples coupling happily in the dark. While you and I sat down to tea, I remember you said to me that no amount of poetry would mend this broken heart. But you can put the hoop around if you want to make a start. My friends from school introduced me to their spouses. Well, I'm left standing here with my hands down the front of my trousers. I just don't know what's to be done. I wonder sometimes, how did Dad meet Mum, and how did they conceive of me? Tell me, Mary. Boys who came to the shop always made her laugh much more than I did. When I told her this must stop, she didn't bat an eyelid. She said, you know, honey, it's such a shame, you'll never be any good at this game, you bruise too easily. So said Mary.
But two brothers took me out of circulation for the duration. So we went our separate ways, but does she still love me? She still has my door key. Like a bully boy in a Benetton shop, you're never happy with what you've got till what you've got has gone. Sorry, Mary.
Austin Alternatives. We'll be back with more of Billy Bragg after these messages from your local station. Welcome back to the second set of Austin Alternatives. Let's return now to Liberty Lunch for October 7th and more of Billy Bragg.
St. George's Hill, a ragged band they called the Diggers came to show the people's will. They defied the landlords, they defied the laws. They were the dispossessed, reclaiming what was theirs. We come in peace, they said to Diggins. So we come to work the lands in common hand, to make the waste ground grow. This earth divided, we will make whole. So it shall be a common treasury for all. National property with due disdain. No man has any right to buy and sell the earth for private gain. By theft and murder, they took the land. But now everywhere the wars rise up at their command. They make the laws to chain us well. The clergy dazzle us in heaven or they damn us into hell. We will not worship the God they serve, the God of greed who feeds to each rock and star. We work, we eat together, we need no swords. We will not bow to the masters or pay him to the lords. We are free men, though we are poor. You pick us all, stand up for glory, stand up now. Men of poverty, the orders came. They sent the hired men and troopers to wipe out the diggers' claim. Tear down their cottages, destroy their corn. They were dispersed, but still the vision lingers on. You poor take courage, you rich take care. This earth was made a common treasury for everyone to share. All things in common, all people one. We come in peace, the orders came to cut them down. With the money from her accident, she bought herself a mobile home. So please, she could get some enjoyment out of being alone. No one could say that she was left up on the shelf. Shooting me against the world, kid, she mumbled to herself. When the world falls apart, something's dying in place. Levi stops, tears run down his face. She ran away from home in her mother's best coat. She was married before she was even entitled to vote. And her husband was one of those blokes, the sort who only laughs at his own jokes. The sort of war takes away, and when there wasn't a war, he left anyway. We were buzzing about something staying place. Levi stops, tears run down his face. Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong are here to make right everything that's wrong. Holland and Lemon does it too. Are here to make it all okay with you. And one dark night he came home from the sea. Hole in her body when our hole should be. Yeah, the more to see him walking out the door. And how they stitched her back together, they left her right in pieces on the floor. When the world falls apart, something's dying place. She takes off the four top tight, puts it back in its case. When the world falls apart, something's staying in place. Levi stops
dedicate this next song to the people what gave me this here shirt, which was the Texas State Employees Union. They've got their stall at the back there with the Democratic Socialists of America. Now, they currently have a Jobs with Justice campaign, which is a national campaign against worker abuse, and 3,000 Labour activists from all over the state marched in Nacogdoches in support of Black University food service workers on December the 12th, 1987. That's what this campaign is about, Jobs with Justice. And there's information about that at the back of the hall. Also want to dedicate this song to the United Fruit Workers in solidarity with their great boycott. And in solidarity with those of you who are trying to keep that boycott and work with United Fruit Workers. I want to dedicate this to all trade unionists who are here tonight, who are active with their trade union. And there's one other special thing that I can't let go by. This song was inspired by the songwriting of one guy. In fact, I stole the title of this song from one of his songs, and that guy's name was Joe Hill. And Joe Hill was a Swedish worker who emigrated to the United States of America, worked very closely with the IWW, with the Wobblies. He was their great songwriter, who was finally shot in Salt Lake City, in Utah, by the bosses. He was executed on trumped up on a charge and shot dead. It was a great, his last words were, "Don't mourn for me, organise." Today happens to be Joe Hill's birthday. And I want to dedicate this song to everyone I just said, and to him, with respect. I'm sure he wouldn't mind me stealing his title of his song, because the sentiments I expressed in this song were sentiments I first saw expressed in songs that he wrote. This is called "There Is Power in a Union."
the factory, power in the land, power in the hand of the worker. But it all amounts to nothing if together we don't stand. There is power in a union. Now the lessons of the past will learn with workers' blood. Mistakes of the bosses we must pay for. From the cities and the farmlands to trenches full of mud. War's always been our bosses' way, sir. The union forever defending our rights. Down with the blacklegs, the workers unite. With our brothers and our sisters from many far off lands. There is power in a union. I long for the morning that I realise brutality and unjust laws cannot defeat us. For who'll defend the workers who cannot organise? And the bosses send their lackeys out to teach us. Money speaks for money, the devil for his own. Who comes to speak for the skin and the bone? A comfort to the widow, a light to the child. There is power in a union. Forever defending our rights. Down with the blacklegs, the workers unite. With our brothers and our sisters, together we will stand. There is power in a union. Joe Hill. Potatoes, Grandma lays the table alone and adjusts a photograph of the unknown soldier. In this holy of holies, the home. And from the TV, an unwatched voice suggests the answer is to plant more trees. The scroll on the wall says, what about the workers? And the voice of the people says, more salt, please. Mother shakes her head and reads aloud from the newspaper. While father puts another lock on the door and reflects upon the violent times that we are living in. While chatting to the wife beaten next door. If paradise to you is cheap beer and overtime, home truths are easily missed. Something that every little football fan knows. It only takes five fingers to form a fist. When it rains here, it rains so hard, but never hard enough to wash away the sorrow. I'll trade my love today for a greater love tomorrow. The lonely child looks out and dreams of independence from his family life sentence. Mother sees but does not read the peeling posters, and she can't believe that there's a world to be won. But in the public schools and in the public houses, the battle of Britain goes on. The constant promise of jam tomorrow is the new breed's litany and bus. If it takes another war to fill the churches of England and the world making hairy, what will it be worth? Mother fights her tears and father his sense of outrage and attempts to justify the sacrifice to pass their creed down to another generation. Anything for the quiet life. In the land of a thousand doses, where nostalgia is the opium of the age, our place in history is as clock watchers, old timers, window shoppers. La 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 la. La 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 la.
That's a song about apathy and what it does to people. And having been in your country now for nearly 3 weeks, I'm beginning to understand that the greatest enemy to the American people in this election year is not George Bush, but apathy. That's the biggest problem. And I totally understand if you feel it's hard for you to commit yourself one way or the other in the democratic process, but I firmly believe that not bothering to vote is a vote for George Bush. And the longer, and please, those of you who feel strongly about revolutionary ideas, you don't catch anything by going in to the ballot box. Once you've pulled that lever, doesn't mean you can never go to the streets again. And you have to say, we have to say to you people, we have to say, if you will come into the ballot box with us, we will come into the streets with you when the time is ready. It's not mutually exclusive. If you're wondering why someone from England is coming here and suggesting that you all register to vote, it's because I have to tell you that the world is not just in between San Diego and Maine and Toronto, like the world. It's not the World Series. It's not the World Series. When you elect a president, you're electing a president for millions and millions of people around the world who don't have any say in that. And whoever you send us, we have to accept. And I think that gives us a right to come here and say to you, please consider what's being done around the world in your name. And if you are looking for a positive, if you're looking for some positive signs from the Democrats, look at their foreign policy. Look at Dukakis saying that if he's president, he will declare apartheid South Africa a terrorist, racist state. That's progressive. I wish our government would say that. I wish our government would say that. And if you're going to take a moral stand on South Africa with the South African government, then you also have to take a moral stand with the British government and say what's happening in Northern Ireland is totally unacceptable. Totally unacceptable. You have to take a moral stand on that issue and say to the people of Great Britain and the people of the Irish Republic, this is not acceptable. I'm not asking you to come and help us in the way you helped Grenada a few years ago. But I'm asking you to say, as a nation of moral people, to say to us, this is unacceptable. We can't work out what to do with it. We need someone to come in and say, you've got to sort this out. Because by saying nothing about it, it just carries on. You're our closest ally. You can do that. And this is where you get the opportunity. That's what is important about registering to vote. It's not just about the issue of personality. It's about what happens in your name around the world for the next 4 years. Peace, bread, work and freedom is the best we can achieve. And wearing buttons is not enough in days like these. Thank you. Morning in America, and you can be your best.
You have a valid credit card and can pass a urine test. And it's midnight in El Salvador, they're spending dollars in your name. It's no bloody consolation that Reagan cannot run again. They'll trade with the Ayatollah if they can't convince Congress that the only kind of patriot is an anti-communist. I shake my head and wonder, what would Joe McCarthy say if he could walk through downtown Washington DC today? The CIA on campus are taking down some names, inviting folks to join them in their coke and dagger games. And does it ever prick your conscience as we are the world you sing, when you know today we're so far away from the dreams of Martin Luther King? The brotherhood of the elephant and the party of the ass, desperate for contestants to take part in the farce of selling democracy down the tubes with the ad man's expertise. The majority, by their silence, will pay for days like these. Achieve. Wearing badges is not enough in days like these. Upside the mother America, upside them from themselves, upside the suntan surfer boys and their California girls. And the lights go out in the rest of the world, what do our cousins say? They're playing the sun and having fun, 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 till daddy takes the gun away. From the big church to the big river and out to the shining sea, this is the land of opportunity, and there's a monkey trial on TV. A nation with their freezers full, dancing in their seats. Outside another nation, sleeping in the streets. Don't tell me the out-out story, tell me the truth this time. Is Manuel Noriega an enemy or a friend of mine? Where were you? Upside the mother America, upside the youth of the world, upside the boys in uniform, their mothers and their faithful girls. Listen to the voice of the soldier down in the killing zone, talking about the cost of leaving and the price of bringing him home. They're already shipping the body bags down below the Rio Grande. You can fight for democracy at home and not in some foreign land. And the fate of the great United States is entwined in the fate of us all. And the incident at Chernobyl proves that where we're living is very small. And the cities of Europe have burned before, and they may yet burn again. And if they do, I hope you understand that Washington will burn with them. Omaha will burn with them. Los Alamos will burn with them. And Austin will burn with them.
My name's Billy Bragg. I'm an auto-dictate from London, England. Thank you very much. Good night.